Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Marvin Gaye bringing us back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And our guest, Stephen Baum, has a website, stephenhbaumleadership.com. And that's Stephen with a P-H. And his last name is B-A-U-M. So check that out, and you find all the great things that he says. You got a great blog there, Stephen.
Thank you.
And I encourage folks to check it out and follow you. We're talking about... The last thing we were talking about there, Stephen, is for business owners to learn how to get out of their own way. And we talked about the ego part of leadership. And you know, one of the things that I've said, this takes us back to the taking action thing we talked about earlier, is one of my constant refrains around here is, it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but it's not okay to fall in love with how you do it. And if you follow that principle, it'll help you get rid of some of the ego and maybe some of the emotion. What do you think?
Well, again, when you've founded the business and you're very close to it, you do have an emotional tie with the business. And many of the guys who are small business owners are as successful as they've been because of this intense drive. It's an action-oriented, intense drive. They've mm-hmm. had good intuition, and they've been just incredibly intense, high energy and disciplined and focused. Where that gets into trouble, nothing wrong with intuition, especially somebody who's had a lot of experience with it, is when it gets to be impulsive, when there's emotion at the table mm-hmm. that doesn't belong there. I have one guy I call Bulldog. And he was a linebacker in college. And linebackers do one thing. When the ball gets snapped, they run at the highest possible speed right away, and they just run over everybody
right.
in their way.
Knock people
until
down.
They tackle the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're the quarterback, that's not a great way to behave.
Right.
I mean, you better get up to the line of scrimmage. You better look at the defense. You better read it. You better change the play at the line of scrimmage. You better let your people have a little of their own latitude to get free so you can mm-hmm. throw them a pass. If you're a bulldog about everything, you're going to miss a whole lot of opportunities and you're going to close down your people. And what happens with the bulldog is a lot of the times if somebody raises an issue or asks a question, they get mad. Literally, they get mm-hmm. mad and mm-hmm. they start to close people down. So mm-hmm. I tell people that I thought about this. I was off on a scuba diving trip. And the main rules of scuba diving are if anything happens that gets your attention or gets you worried or gets you upset, stop, breathe, think, act in that order. And the reason for that is when you stop and breathe, the energy, the oxygen goes to your brain and you can think straight.
Mm-hmm.
If you do anything that's impulsive and sudden and quick and unthinking underwater, you can die.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're with your employees, when you're with customers, you got to stay pretty cool. There's a time to show some emotion, whether it's anger or joy, but it's got to be on purpose. And one of the lessons for Bulldog, who has a Monday morning meeting with his handful of key guys, is if he's the linebacker in this meeting, he isn't going to have his beliefs challenged. He isn't mm-hmm. going to get these people to grow up and take responsibility, and he's going to wind up basically with a kindergarten.
Well, and the one of the ways to fix this, and by the way, folks, every founder has this problem. Whether you're naturally a bulldog or a linebacker or not, every founder has this problem because you love what you do, and it's understandable. One of the ways I've found where I've helped folks to deal with this is to let somebody else run your meetings. And you sit there as a participant.
Well,
or maybe not even show up at some meetings if you're the founder.
You know, you've hit on what turns out to be the key question here. lot of the business owners I work with.
I got 30 seconds.
They ask finally, how do I do this? How do I change it? The question is how to. And letting somebody else run the meeting, not going first, letting somebody else talk first, letting somebody else come up with the agenda, counting to two before you open your mouth.
Or maybe three. and also, as I said, listen, I've tried to, if it gets to be really bad, I've said, don't go to the meeting. Let them have the meeting without you.
That's another opportunity.
Some people just
not
can't
to show up every time.
They can't do it sometimes. Hey,
right,
Stephen,
I got to
wrap it up. Thanks for the great lesson.
Great
today.
To be with you, Jim.
You too. Come back again real soon, Stephen H. Baum, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day, and I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.